Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, we're getting pretty close. 3 days now to go. Eagles and Rams obviously kick off Sunday at, why am I forgetting right now? 3:30, right? 3 o'clock. So we're getting close, and that's awesome. And it should be a win. And that's awesome. We'll talk a lot about it today. They're with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Sixers lose again last night. They try, but they lose. So they're really in an abyss right now. Flyers tonight, they really need some work as well because, you know, they're kind of fading this season as well. A lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
The popsicle was invented by an 11-year-old boy.
Well, smart kid. Make it simple.
Well, it's from Oakland, and it was 1905, and he originally called it the Ep-sickle. Ep-sickle.
Wonder why.
Was his name like, yeah.
Yeah, his name was Frank Epperson.
Oh, well, good for him. Well, didn't last, but the popsicle lasted.
Sure did. I love a popsicle.
Yeah.
No matter what time of year. I have popsicles in the freezer right now.
Haven't had one probably in 20 years, but
really?
they are quality. No, I mean, they get the job
20
done.
Years?
Probably, maybe.
I bought two yesterday.
Maybe you did?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, did. Yeah, one for Clark and one for me.
Good for you.
Well, for you, I mean,
yeah, my daughter loves them, so
well, you two,
sense.
You three, it could be
but so I had related. Had them prior to having Zoe,
okay.
Like, here and there, like an ice cream truck.
I haven't
done any of that
I
stuff?
I have them all the time. All
that's
the
great.
Time.
That's great.
Yes.
Okay.
Popsicles.
Okay, all right.
Freeze pops, popsicles. What are you doing?
Not taking baths. That's what I know. All right. Good morning to everybody here. So, look, let's get to it. You know, obviously, we're going to be very heavy on the Eagles. Jason Kelce later today at 7:30 for an hour in studio. He knows what it is like to play in these games and win these games. And certainly, you know, we've seen the Eagles lose some playoff games as well. You know, John, one thing that strikes me, confidence is in the air. I wouldn't say it is sky high. Because I think, you know, sky high represents as much as you can possibly be confident. And, you know, it's not a 14-point point spread. This isn't one of those games where people are sky high. But it's pretty damn high, man. I mean, the confidence. I don't think we've had one caller this week say the Eagles are going to lose. I haven't heard anybody nationally. Now, I haven't absorbed everything that's been said. But I'm not hearing people nationally say the Eagles are going to lose. And I wonder if we, John, are taking this game a bit for granted. Are we overlooking the Rams? What are your thoughts, John, 3 days to kickoff? Because it has been, if it's not sky-high confidence, it's like Mount Everest high confidence. It's really high. It's pretty high up there in the air. John, are we a little bit too taking this game for granted mode right now?
No.
Good.
We are looking ahead.
Because they're that good?
We are this good. Yeah, I think that this team deserves the respect and the anticipation of excellence that I have for them, for the Eagles, that you seem to have for them.
Yep.
I know they're very good. They're well coached. They're talented. And I know also that the Rams are. I know that Sean McVay is a great coach. I know that they're incredibly talented, too. And they've got a quarterback who's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. But they have to ratchet it up again. And, man, it's as much how I have confidence in the Eagles, but it's also I am confident that, man, the Rams are really – that they've nearly emptied the tank already, and it's only a matter of time. When you think back remember the Minneapolis Miracle. Remember before the NFC Championship game in 2017, the Minneapolis Miracle occurred.
Yep.
And it felt Case Keenum to Steph Diggs, and the Vikings were riding so high. They were. It was almost like they were the team of destiny, and I think that was whispered in some distant corners.
Probably
they were riding high, but they couldn't sustain it in 2017 when that Vikings team showed up in Philadelphia and the pads started clacking like I'd never heard in my life. You know, I was up in that box.
I remember that.
Listening to a game that I had never heard be so deafening because we were taking it to them. We were putting a hitting on them, and they couldn't hold up. That's what happens when you play this Eagles team. They hit you in the mouth. You can't hold up. And this look, the Rams team, like, I hate to be the ones to end their journey.
Why?
But they, because, you know, they're going through a lot.
Well, right, I respect them. I know you
the
do.
The city and what they're doing and that staff and these players. But, you know, I'm sorry. It's a nice story. It has to end. We are just that much better, and we're more rested. And the truth is Vic Fangio is going to force Matthew Stafford to take little tiny bites all day long. Little tiny bites. And we know that our coverage is excellent. So he'll have to do the right thing and not take risks all day long. That's very difficult to do. That's something that we don't give Jalen credit for doing. Taking the risk is fun to some degree. That is what these quarterbacks like doing. Man, let's try for that big play, the big touchdown downfield. Man, we have the opposite end of the spectrum with that. He is so under control. That's respectable. And it puts us in position to win more often than not. I'm excited that Vic Fangio's often soft defense, when played perfectly the way they have, and I believe they will continue to play, you know, seamless, nice. I think it was 81% zone defense in the first round of the playoffs. In the wild card round, we blitzed very little. I think they say one. I've heard one blitz.
And it won't be much this week.
And mostly zone, right. Yeah. This is what we do, and we challenge an offense to be perfect all game long. We have a lot more leeway with the way our offenses run. We can hand it off to the guy who ran for 255 yards at 9.8 yards a clip the last time we played this team. And I know their plan is going to be to stop that. Stop him. We got to jam some extra guys down in the box.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm excited to see the offensive passing attack, our offensive passing attack, light it up against a team that's geared to stop the run.
Well, yeah, look, I love everything you're saying here, and I'm curious where people are at 215-592-9494. I mean, do you think we're taking this game a bit for granted? It's 3 days, and, you know, we were talking yesterday, it's hard to envision the Eagles losing, and I still feel that way. I do. Are we overlooking the Rams? Yeah, we are, a bit. I mean, the Eagles aren't a two-touchdown favorite. They're slightly less than a one-touchdown favorite, so we are probably overlooking the Rams a bit. Is our confidence level
slightly less than a one touchdown favorite? Yeah. Is a massive line.
No, I wouldn't call it massive. It's not.
Round.
It's not massive, but it's big.
6.5
it's
points
big.
For a divisional.
It's not
playoff
massive.
Game. Come on.
It's massive.
Too
big
a
word.
It's decisive.
It's decisive. That'll give you. But look, I'm okay with feeling this good. How about that? Like, am I okay taking a game for granted? Not necessarily. But I'm okay believing the Eagles are going to win, and it doesn't bother me to feel this way. And look, if we get egg on our face as a fan base and me as an individual, then we get egg on our face, you know, if they lose. I don't expect it to happen. I respect the Rams, but this is how I feel. I mean, I have no fear of the Rams. Zero. Zero.
Zero?
Zero. Fear. Now, I recognize the Rams could win. Distinction. I recognize the Rams could win, but I have no fear of them. If Aaron Donald was in the game, I'd say I fear that he could wreck the game.
Never could do anything against the Eagles.
No, it was an incredible dynamic. It was a credit to Kelce and all the Brandon Brooks and whoever the heck
he
was up front.
He said it was the team he hated playing the most.
I know. He never did anything against the Eagles. It was wild. But, you know, there are times when they're... Like, I had more concern with Jordan Love and the Packers last week than the Rams. Just, I did, being honest. And the Eagles obviously handled the Packers. You know, two things really stand out to me about the Eagles. And they're interconnected, but I'll separate them for the point of how I delineate it. The first is I just think the Eagles are just a way better team. There's what I'll call the greatness of the Eagles. As John was talking about, the defense, the offense, like just the greatness of the Eagles, what Howie puts out there, what the players have done, the development of players. And you got to imagine position coaches have done a great job because players have come along. Now, a guy like, you know, Bryce Huff hasn't come along, but Nolan Smith and many others have. So the greatness of the Eagles is, like, to me, an all-encompassing number one. But number two is the Eagles' really unique ability to wear a team down, to manage a game. And that includes both Sirianni and Hurts and Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. Like, the management of a game by the Eagles, I think, is superb. Like, things like, it's fourth and two, I might kick a field goal, I might punt it, I maybe would want to go for it, but you know what, forget fourth and two, it's fourth and four. I'm putting my offense out there, I'm going to try to draw the other team off sides. And you know what? A lot of times they do. And then we're like, well, don't know what they would have done if they had to snap it or take a delay game or take a penalty, but it seems like 50% of the time the other team jumps off sides, Eagles get a first down, they move down the field, they score a touchdown. That's management of a game. And they pull that out a ton. So I just think the ability...
You know how hard that is to do?
Which part?
To get up to the line of scrimmage as an offense.
And not jump?
Yeah.
And wait for the other team to jump?
Basically trick the other side into jumping. They know.
The Eagles do it more than any team I've ever seen.
Do.
Yeah.
That takes so much discipline and togetherness.
Sure.
That takes such good, I don't know, just teamsmanship. I don't even know what the terminology would be. That takes a team that's so together and at another level of just execution. That's part of why we win. Execution
it is
above all else with players that are simply physically dominant
no
over
question.
Our opponents.
No question. So they wear teams down, but they also just walk on the field as a better team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we taking it for...
No, we're not taking it for granted.
Look,
we're not overlooking it. We are a better team than our opponent is.
But we've...
And I think it's a double-digit better. I think we are that much better. Like last week... We're talking double-digit playoff win, and that is massive.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. Confidence, obviously, very high. Taking it for granted or not, overlooking the Rams or not, or is the confidence at this level just warranted? And that's kind of where I net out. Like, yeah, taking it for granted, yes. Warrants it, yes, because I think the Eagles are that good. Your phone calls, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494, and bring the juice with the excitement. Because, you know, we don't get these opportunities every year. And they got a real shot at the Super Bowl. And they got to take care of this one. And then the Final Four is going to be hellacious. I mean, absolutely bonkers. Eagles, Lions, KC versus either Baltimore
maybe
or Buffalo.
Eagles,
yeah, well. All right.
Be rooting hard for the Commanders of the Eagles.
All right, well, playoff football in Philadelphia for the second straight week. And it could be third straight week if the Lions lose to Washington. I don't think they will. But, yes, as Rhea pointed out, we'll be rooting. And I hate to say, I've been rooting for Washington.
Real quick on that, because I am. I'm rooting for Washington, whatever's best for the Eagles, but is a little part of you like, I want to beat the Lions?
Yes.
I want to, like, you know.
Yes. No doubt.
Absolutely.
Little part of me is, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I need to know this. Yeah.
Much and like Joe, really, zero part of me. I want that game here.
Yeah, I get it. And James, just all season long, it feels like it's been leading to this.
And
you
I'll
know?
Frame it another way, because beat is the ultimate goal, but another thing, just from a sports standpoint as a fan,
I want to see it. Me too.
I want to see that game.
I feel like all NFL fans, it feels like it's been building up to that all year long.
I have no idea who San Fran, I can't remember it off the top of my head, who San Fran played 2 years ago in the playoffs in the divisional round to get to the NFC Championship game. But I can tell you it was probably very similar from my standpoint. Like, wanted to beat San Fran, wanted them to lose, but wanted to see the game. And, of course, we did. What makes this one trickier is this one doesn't come with home field advantage.
Exactly.
Like that
it was easier to say, bring him here.
There's no question about it. All right, 215-592-9494. It is funny. A decent amount of conversation about the NFC Championship game. prior to a divisional round game, which I guess is a sign that we are taking this one a bit for granted, but I am kind of okay with it. It's just how I feel. But maybe it's Dom. You tell us where you stand. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Seth in media. Seth, good morning.
Woo! Let's freaking go! I can't wait for this game. I was nervous going into last week, and this week I am ready to house these guys.
So are you Are you less nervous than last week? Because I am less nervous.
I am less nervous than last week. I'd say right now, last week I was straight up 50-50 because you can never. I'm telling you, with everything that was happening with Jalen, and I was calling all week, and I knew that the offense was gonna have a tough time, and for me it was. Jalen catching up to game speed, right? Like, and I know these guys have been doing it all year and they're professionals and I get all of that, but there's something about that optics of being out on the field and seeing the things in game time speed, you know? And I just felt like, you know, it took him almost towards the end of the game until I feel like he was seeing things a little bit better. He was calling the right audibles and things like that.
Well, look, I certainly hope that was the reason, and I think it was part of his struggles. I do. I do think it was part of it. And so I do expect him to be better this week.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, the thing that I'm really psyched for this week is I think the secondary is going to have to be absolutely
big,
lights out.
Yeah, I agree.
Lights out. Cooper DeJean has his hands full again. I mean, we only played him not too long ago, but man, I think the Rams are going to be trying to kind of counter the Eagles defense. They're going to be getting that ball out of their hands really quick.
And Stafford can do that.
Because they have to.
Yeah.
That's the only way it'll work, Seth.
Yeah.
It's going to be, we got to get it out quickly because, remember, the way that we play, we got those safeties as deep as possible, usually too deep.
Yeah.
And then we're playing off coverage. So the window for them to complete something is in that cushion.
Yep.
That off cushion. So by the time Nolan Smith and company get there, Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay want the ball to be out of his hand in a hurry.
Yeah, and look, I mean, obviously.
And the thing that's hard about that is he's going to want to take those big bites, push the ball downfield, down, and he's going to have to keep taking it in the flat. He's going to have to take a check down over the ball. He's going to have to take a six-yard stick route to Tyler Higbee, assuming he plays. It's going to be just the small stuff all game, and when you've got the gunslinger, the big bazooka guy, he can't contain himself all game long. And that's what they used to tell us every time
we
were getting ready to play a Brett Favre.
Yeah.
The defensive guys were licking their chops because they knew a couple of those balls were going to be put up there for them to take if they so chose.
Well, that's a big thing for Stafford. It's going to be critical for him and them to not turn the ball over. You know, notable that Vic Fangio said 2 days ago, in a nutshell, I mean, it's not the exact quote, but in a nutshell, basically what Fangio was saying is he thinks Stafford is top two or three in the league at reading defenses. So, you know, that's an impressive thing, I mean, in quality. And look, he's very good at it. And he's got two really good receivers, and he's got a good tight end. If that tight end plays, we'll see. Now, look, Cooper Kupp ain't what Cooper Kupp used to be, so that helps. But Nakua's coming on. I mean, he's a heck of a player.
He's great.
Yeah.
But Cooper Kupp is still good. I mean, he had, catches the last time we played him.
But we did
everything we could. Remember, he ended up getting a face full of Cooper DeJean quite a bit in the first matchup, and that was back when no one really knew yet that DeJean was going to be legit.
Yeah, what he's
and
become.
And part of why we believe Cooper DeJean is all that is what he did the first time against these receivers.
Yeah.
He really was legit.
So,
he was good.
Rhea, are we taking this game for granted?
Well, I would think zero is it's a little low.
It was fear. Not that they could lose, but fear. Like, do you fear the Rams?
I don't fear them, but I respect that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a team that started off 1-5, and I mean 1-4, I'm sorry, and made the playoffs, and they did it in different ways. It was like the defense was not very good early in the year. You look at some of their game. I mean, the one game you throw out, the Bills game, where it was 44-42. Mm-hmm. Clearly very little defense on either side, but a bunch of the other games were super low scoring games,
yep.
Like 12-6, 19-9. So I do respect them,
mm-hmm.
And I respect that pass rush. So Jalen's going to have to get rid of the ball fast.
Well, that's a big part of it. James, every
the
time
12-6 and 19-9 are against historically defensively minded teams in the NFC West. I mean, we're talking about against the 49ers, it's 12-6. It feels like it's more acceptable when
Niners had a lot of injuries. James, every time I bring up the Mets in the last couple weeks, John poo-poos it. So Philly's Mets, does it enter your mind at all when the Eagles are about to play the Rams?
No.
Why not?
Because the Phillies didn't play good baseball for 3 months. The Mets were awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what Rhea's saying, though.
Rhea's saying that the Rams have played better. The Eagles have not lost a game that Jalen Hurts has started and finished.
No, I understand.
So my point is
the Rams have come on like the Mets did.
But the Phillies are not the Eagles. The Eagles are better than the Phillies, and the Eagles have stayed better.
I agree.
And also, I know the Rams have come on. I don't think the Rams are as good as the Mets were. Like, comparatively, obviously, different sports.
Uh-huh.
I think the Rams have played fine. They played nice. They're not that great. Like, they're
I agree.
I'm not scared of them. I'm not at all. Like, I'm just not.
Are you zero?
Zero. I'm not scared of them. Like, they're a nice football team. Stafford and McVay are very good. The Eagles are way better.
No, like 30%.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494, where you stand on this game. Something I do think we all should be concerned about is Jake Elliott. And something Ross Tucker said to us yesterday was not good about Jake Elliott. We'll get to that reality and more. We'll deal with the snow aspect. You know, this game is supposed to have snow. John obviously played some games in snow. So we'll find out from his experience what a snow game could mean. Favor the better team, the lesser team. Like, how does that go? So all of that and more up ahead.
Are you sure we want to ask John about snow games?
Well, that wasn't, sorry, buddy.
I played in a lot.
Yeah. That wasn't my intent.
Other than the Tuck rule game.
All right, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. Couple days to a playoff game. So, yesterday on our program, we were giving away Metallica tickets, except we didn't give them away at the end of the show because we didn't know how to. We had so many great answers for what is the most iconic photograph of all time. We determined at the end of the show that we should let the audience determine which is the most iconic photo that was said by our callers yesterday. So we are putting these into poll forms. We've got 9 different answers from yesterday that are semifinalists. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll pit 3 against each other. Well, you will, based on how you vote. So here is the Twitter poll question of the day, at least for the 6 o'clock hour, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's 2025. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet, proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. So the first poll that are the choices for the 6 o'clock hour and into the 7 o'clock hour, these three. Which of these three is the most iconic photo? Is it from 1968, what they call Earthrise, which is the Apollo 8 photograph of Earth taken while orbiting, you know, the moon? So it's called Earthrise.
Yes.
You've probably seen it. It's a great one.
It's amazing.
It's tremendous. It's tremendous. The second, JFK Jr. saluting his father's casket at the funeral. Huge. That's in 63. And the third, Michael Jordan hanging in the air, dunking that ball in the slam dunk contest, I believe from 1988. So those three are our first grouping. We'll have others as we move through the show. Which would you vote for? Please vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. 215-592-9494. How you can win Metallica tickets today, we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's get to John right now. John, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
I respect everything that you guys are saying, and I respect what John Rich is saying. He brings a great perspective as being a former player. But you have to remember, too, that was a different NFL and a different era. This game and this game speed is way different than it was back in those years. That's just a simple fact.
No, I don't know what topic you're talking about.
The topic is this. The game speed today is different than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yeah, sure. A little bit. Yeah.
With Jalen Hurts coming back from a major injury, him already having issues since his last major injury, I think that's the key part where you're going to have a problem. And nobody seems to want to recognize that. They think that he had a good game against the Packers and he just didn't have a good game. If it wasn't for the other team giving up the big plays – the other way, we've been a whole different game.
Well, they could have lost.
So, I don't know why everybody's so optimistic about why they're going to do good. I don't think they're. I think they're going to have a lot more problems than I think people are realizing, including your staff.
Well, I think till here's my thing, John.
Well, I think you are entitled to that opinion. I think that we are a much better team than you must think we have, John.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, go ahead, John.
What I'm saying is that not that we're not a good team. Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have flaws, just like every single team in the NFL. And one of the biggest flaws we have is a quarterback who gets happy feet in the pocket, which is clearly obvious. And then the second thing is he holds the ball too long. What happened to Darnold when he held the ball too long against this team? And I think
Darnold can't move like Jalen, John.
Do you really compare our quarterback and Sam Darnold in terms of movement skills? It's defenses can't play our quarterback the way that defenses play Darnold.
Yeah, so, John, here's the thing, man. I agree with Richie on this entirely. So I share your concern with Jalen. Okay, I do. But the part I think you're dramatically underrating is the Eagles' ability to overcome when he doesn't play that well. That's just the way I see it.
I also think his specific example
is the wrong example.
It's the wrong example.
No question.
Like Jalen is great at avoiding that type of stuff and making big plays and running on third and long and all that. It's just a bad example.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Now look,
he does get a little happy feet. When there's not pressure.
And look, the caller's point about he thinks he was concussion affected, you know, coming back and being
100%.
Rusty. Could it still be a factor? Sure, it could. It could be. And if it is, then you got a problem if the Rams play better than the Packers did, if Stafford play. Look, I don't think Stafford's going to play worse than Jordan Love. Jordan Love stunk in that game. So credit to the Eagles defense for being but he struggled.
Matthew Stafford plays as badly as Jordan Love. There's no way. Jordan Love, that
was hard.
Really
three interceptions.
That was a young quarterback who we took advantage of.
I agree.
That, you know, Jordan Love was the first quarterback in Packers history to have zero touchdowns and three interceptions in a playoff game. Historically bad.
Well, that is saying something. All right, today when you call in, a shot to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's M72 World Tour, which is happening, this year, and coming to Philadelphia May 25th at Lincoln Financial Field. What a concert that'll be at the Link. May 25, Lincoln Financial Field, Metallica. Single day tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. That's right, Ticketmaster.com. So here's how you win the tickets on today's program. John Seltzer tells me, what a random fact this is, that way back in the day, this is the anniversary of when Ivan the Terrible, who apparently wasn't a very good guy, crowned himself. You know, he said, let me take that crown and put it on my own head. So today we will ask you this question, and get creative and fun with these answers. Who deserves a crown for something? I mean, for the most part, generally we're talking about who's pretty damn good at something, I guess, and deserves a crown for something. Like obviously the easiest answer, I mean, I think it goes without saying, the easiest answer would be
the Hammer!
I mean, for Beat the Hammer, how do you beat me?
Brother.
I mean, it happens, but it's rare.
You took mine. So,
the Hammer!
Correct. And listen, Rhea, I think I just took thousands of people in the Delaware Valley's answer, and I understand why.
The Hammer!
He's pretty damn good at it.
It is annoying, but you are very good.
Well, thank
at
you
it
very much. All right.
And you need to win tomorrow.
I do.
You know what's on the line.
I don't like this whole riding on the hammer thing. Not a fan of this.
James, better chance I win the next three than the Eagles.
Well, you were 35-3 last year.
I am greater than the Eagles.
I don't know, though, actually. The Eagles, if Jalen starts and finishes a game, they're undefeated, since the bye.
You've gotten way too big for your britches saying stuff like that.
All right, give us a big-time answer. Who deserves a crown for something? John Ritchie, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Saquon Barkley. Saquon, think about the year he's had, and think about the restraint it took to continue to just say and do everything right, even when he was not permitted to go for that record. He took a knee in the open field against the Packers, and it continues to say everything right. He even his auto insurance commercial is sensible, and I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Sure, of course.
It's not cheesy. He somehow brought dignity to that. Like, he really has done a job on the human, emotional aspect, that side of football this year. I don't know how he could have done a better job.
I agree. I agree with that. Seltzer, who deserves a crown?
I'm going to go outside the box here. Okay. I'm going to go with a little taste here.
Can amuse you.
I think Joe Pesci deserves a crown as the greatest curser in movie history. He's the best at it. It's unbelievable. It's like just the way he talks. Like it's like between Casino and Goodfellas alone, and My Cousin Vinny. Like it's like just part of the way he talks. It sounds so natural. Yeah. I think he's the best curser in movie history.
What a great point. Oh man, I have another really. Oh man, I need to answer. Well, I'll save it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I love the way you did that, Jimmy.
Thanks, buddy.
The best curser. You don't really think about it. Like
I
that.
Like that too. Rhea, who deserves a crown?
Well, I was going with you, but see, I want a different, I want a specific kind
of
crown.
Hammer! You can go there again.
Because I really hate that you have the belt, you know, the wrestling belt.
Okay.
I want you to have like a Burger King crown.
Okay, well, fair enough. Look, a lot of ways to go here for who deserves a crown. I'll give you one. I think it's the best performance I've ever seen in movies or TV. And I mean this. And he's passed away.
James
Gandolfini.
I think he is the best character in the history of all of it.
Yeah, I think James Gandolfini. I don't think there's anyone that ever did a better job with a character than James Gandolfini.
I agree with you.
I believe that.
Look at us.
I think he deserved a crown.
I agree.
All right, give us big time answers. Who deserves a crown? Best answer wins the Metallica tickets. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Gary right now in Whitehall. What's going on, Gary?
Morning, E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagle!
You know it, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
What's going on, fellas? And Rhea, how are we doing today?
Great.
Hello?
Gary, she said great. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Hey, there's no fear, because fear is weakness. And there is no-
I mean, look, you want to start going into some, I don't know. Look.
There's no fear in the man. There's no fear in the Rams.
Well, there's no fear in the Rams, but the weakness thing, that's where you lose me. That's where you lose me.
Yeah, there is respect for this team because they've been there, they've done it. I'll give them that, and that's about all I'll give
them. Well, some of them have done it, not many. I mean, they won the Super Bowl, 4 years ago?
2021. Or the 2021 season, 2022.
Yeah, so 3 years ago. I mean, I don't know how many players left.
Do you feel... connected to
probably
our
10.
Team that won? I do.
Not well, I mean...
I feel connected. I feel like I still hang my hat on that Super Bowl, and their Super Bowl was 4 years more recent.
No, I get it, but, you know, how many guys are left? Probably 10 for their group? I mean, Eagles group has 4 or 5.
Still 7. I guess we should
Is it 7?
Yeah, it's 7.
The number is 7, Rhea
consider
said.
Consider that.
So that's not that many.
James, you know what I love?
But it's still guys
when you just
who are
say the
back.
Number is 7, Rhea said. You think I didn't hear Rhea just say it?
Well, you didn't respond. So
well,
I was like,
it was like half a
you
second
don't
later.
Hear.
I mean, can I breathe?
You are unhearing.
Can I breathe?
No, honestly, I never know if you hear stuff. Like, you hear like 5% of what happens on this show.
I hear it all. You should hear something where people say about you in the hallways around here behind your back.
Yeah.
Gary, you can't imagine how much people rip Seltzer. You know? The two words I hear the most about him are pipe down. No, we all love him. I'm joking. Gary, go ahead, boy.
James is not deserving of it. That's for sure. So yeah. I got your back, James.
We'll give give Seltzer the crown. But I hear you, Gary. You're confident and you should be.
Yeah. And I got a feeling, Joe, you got a better chance of 300 wins and beat the Hammer than the Sixers getting 20 wins this year.
No. Well, they'll get to 20, but they're in trouble now. Gary, give me who deserves a crown.
They put up a real fight last night get to overtime.
Now people are saying they should tank, and it's all over the place now. It's a mess. Yeah. Gary, who deserves the crown?
Anyway, your guest coming on at 7:30, the best center in the NFL, Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce, that's a good answer. Kelsey's a really good answer. All right, speaking of answers, we got a concerning answer yesterday from Ross Tucker. Look, the four of us are concerned about Jake Elliott. I would think 90-something percent of Eagles fans are. I don't know how it's not 100%, but every once in a while you hear someone say, nah, it's all... Like, you can say, well, trust him in the moment. If you go with him, to a certain extent, you got to trust him. But I don't have to feel good about it. So we asked Ross...
People who say you got to trust him because he's been there before and he's done that and look at the success he's had in the postseason. I understand he was good... a while ago.
I'm with you,
like, this really is a different year.
I agree.
I see he can't kick off for whatever reason, that leads me to think there might be a physical limitation.
I agree.
Then on top of that, the numbers that are just abysmal, One of seven from 50 or over.
I know.
There's more at work here where maybe we could have done something, but now my worry is it's completely too late.
Look, either physical or mental, it's hard to imagine one or both are not implied as problems.
We know the mental has to be a major factor because he's a kicker to start with. Yeah. They always have the mental.
Yep.
It's a swing that you hope and pray that your kicker is able to keep it together. And he's done a really nice job with that. But this does feel like the first time he's had this battle of conscience where, not conscience.
Yeah, confidence.
Battle of confidence.
Yeah, I agree.
How good am I? Can I make the big kicks when the teams are depending on me? And that's exactly what we're doing. Matters so much now.
I hear you. And James, I wouldn't say it's quite, it's not as bad as Brad Lidge 2009, but it's got a tinge of that.
I mean, it absolutely does.
Brad Lidge was lights out. Matter of fact, here,
does Jake Elliott want to take the kick?
That's a great question.
Does Jake Elliott want to have the game on the line 52 yards? It's all on his shoulders. Yeah. My guess is he would want to avoid that. My guess is he would prefer, because he's not certain he's got confidence in himself.
Yeah.
I think he'd probably hope that they'd go for it on fourth and three or whatever.
Well, he may, and that's scary. It's like the kid in right field that doesn't want the ball hit to him, because those kids do exist. Like, please don't hit the ball to me. Please don't hit the,
Right. It can't be that way.
I know.
And my worry is that it is. It must be.
It might be. So here's the Brad Lidge story. I mean, everyone knows 08, and he was an all-timer. That year, Brad Lidge had an ERA of 1.95. 1.95, didn't blow a save. We all know that. Most people will probably remember he wasn't good the next year. How bad? Check this out. He went from a 1.95 ERA to a 7.21 ERA.
Wow.
Is that a big difference?
He was 0-8. He was 0-8 in 2009 with a 7.21 ERA.
It's hard to go. 0-8 as a reliever is an impressive accomplishment.
So my point is, there are fluctuations in careers. And, Jake Elliott.
We all think he was hurt, right?
Probably. Which, I would think so. But at some point.
We thought at the celebration.
Yeah, but at some point, the mantle may have kicked in as well, his struggles, because he had had that issue after the Pujols homer, earlier in his career.
Well, and it is a similar. We've talked about this, but closer and kicker, there are some similarities there.
That's right. Yeah. All right, let's listen to something Jake Elliott, that Ross Tucker said yesterday about Jake Elliott. This adds more fuel to the fire for concern. Here's our exchange with Ross. Jake Elliott, how concerned are you?
Decently concerned. I'm really glad he made those three field goals that he made last week. That was huge. I'm glad they were as close as they were. But yeah, in a close game, how can you not be concerned? And I do think that it's very much in Sirianni, the back of Sirianni's mind when they're in the 33-yard line. I mean, I watched him in pregame warmups because I called that game with Tom McCarthy. He was bad in pregame warmup. I mean, every time I wasn't watching every kick, but every time I looked over at Jake, he missed it. He missed the kick in pregame warmups. I was very concerned.
Wow. All right. A couple quick.
That's awful.
That is
that
awful.
That really
and
makes me feel
bad. We haven't heard that
bad.
Yet. That's interesting.
If he's
info.
Missing practice kicks, that's even worse than I expected.
I mean, I'm sure
I've
he made some.
That.
Yeah, I'm sure he made some, but I can say for a fact, I'm talking to Packers coaches. Yeah. I said hi to Brady. Like every time I looked over at Jake, at least three, maybe four times when I watched him kick, he missed that kick.
All right, two things. First
I forgot about this specific conversation.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a bad.
What, from 23 hours ago?
Yeah. I mean,
your brain,
seriously,
man. Your brain.
I did not. I can't.
That's concerning.
We can't forget about this conversation, is my point.
I'm aware.
This is tremendously troubling.
I know.
Our kicker missing in. I've never, ever seen that.
Well, does it change your mind, John?
Have you seen that?
Well, I haven't paid enough attention.
Who misses consistently in the pregame.
I don't know.
This is just swinging the leg, warming up, getting practice.
So
it really is easy time.
Look, John, let me ask you a question. Earlier this week, you said stick with Elliott because of the mechanics of a new kicker with a holder and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So do you change your mind upon hearing that?
I still don't, I guess. I mean, I would have made this switch. And by switch, I mean I would have brought someone in to compete in mid-November.
But they didn't. This is what you got.
And now I feel as though
It would mess with his mind further to where you run the risk. It's too great a risk. You run the risk of making him go further down this path, which is very negative.
Well, yeah.
So I'll stay with him, but I feel terrible about it. And it does change the way I make decisions in these games.
Yeah, we did a poll. I agree with that. We did a poll a couple days ago. Would you switch kickers? Go to the best available free agent kicker. 85% said stay with Jake Elliott. I'm curious if you were a stay with Jake Elliott person 2 days ago in that poll. Are you a stay with Jake Elliott person after hearing Ross said what he said? 215-592-9494. By the way, let's not lose sight of the flex Ross drops in there about talking to Brady. You noticed that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I did play with them. I mean, they are friendly.
But I will say, he said, I said hi to Tom. Instead of Brady.
Tommy, at least.
He didn't say I talked. It wasn't like me and Brady, chopped it up and talked there for 5 minutes. He wasn't giving you one of them, but he was still trying to flex a bit.
Ross is way better as an analyst than Tom Brady.
By the way, at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. I just want to say that.
So Ross Report, CBS.
Yes.
Ross, we love Ross. I'm just playing around, but he likes to drop those things in.